It is time on Robin Hood Radio for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. Willie, of course, operates the website sportingacause.com. That is where you find a mixture of events that are coming up that are sports related and also fundraisers for local charities. And we welcome in Willie once again. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Nice to see all the observances for the 20th, I hate to say, we've put the 20th anniversary of what happened on September 11th. Especially, you know what, I give kudos to the folks in North Canaan. They were the first to follow Patriot Day. They really were. They were there the first year, and they have a magnificent 24-hour period of respectful remembrance that they put on every year.
Yeah, no, it's very moving. I cover it and put pictures up on Facebook, and they do a great job. They have a tent there with a very extensive display. They honor the morning of 9/11. They honor the horrific events that happened with bagpipes and the cannon fires, and then for the next 24, I don't know how many hours it takes, they read the names of all of the victims, and it's very, very moving. People, it goes, you know, people stop by. There never seems to be a huge mob there at one time, but people trickle in and partake of the observances and then leave, and others come, and there's an incredibly huge flag that they fly over the event from that hangs from the ladder truck, and yeah, it's all great.
And every year they update it with the people that have died in the War on Terror. As a matter of fact, as well, they had they had those names.
They had a little remembrance for the 13 who died in Afghanistan.
Yeah. They just do an amazing job, and they did it right off the bat, and I give them just tons of credit for the way they handle it. Well, with that being said, we have things that are coming up in the area.
Yes, we do. There's a lot going on. I know I say that every week, Marshall, and I think probably this week it's particularly so. Today, the Bethlehem Fair finishes up its three-day run, and the Heritage Walks finish their second weekend of tours around the Berkshire and Litchfield counties. There are roughly 20 guided tours per weekend. The Macedonia Trail Race runs today, as well as the Barry Hopkins Run in Alana over New York State. The Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club has its civilian versus military pistol shoot today. The Tunxus Trail Ultra Marathon will run over at Punchbrook Road in Burlington. That benefits the Burlington Land Trust. Tomorrow, Marshall, there are four golf tournaments going on. The John Foley Lone Oak Challenge, that's over at Fairview Farm in Harwinton. The Gerald Miller 20th Annual Boys and Girls Club Tournament at the Country Club in Pittsfield. The Kent Volunteer Fire Company's 18th Annual Golf Tournament is being held over at Bulls Bridge Golf Club in Kent. And the BLN 21st Annual Charity Golf Tournament will be at the Torrington Country Club. I'll single out this tournament just because they raise a ton of money. There are three major businesses in the Torrington area that get together and put on this massive golf tournament, and they support five different causes: the Susan B. Anthony Project, FISH of Northwest Connecticut, that's a hunger charity, the Community Kitchen, the McCall Foundation, and Open Door in Winsted. They're all going on tomorrow. The next day, Tuesday, the Sharon Fire Department Annual Golf Tournament will be held over at the Sharon Country Club. They, of course, raise money for the fire department projects. The following day, Wednesday, the KFC Adam Mihalik Memorial Golf Tournament will be held at the Canaan Country Club. Like all of the previously mentioned tournaments, these are all four-person scramble format events. And for the KFC, the proceeds will go to their scholarship fund. So that's seven tournaments in 3 days. I told you, Marshall, things get busy in September. Next Saturday, we'll begin the two-week-long virtual BT5K. That's an event sponsored by the American Brain Tumor Association. And like other virtual running events, you register online, you get a T-shirt, bib number, and performance medal, and you run your 5K whenever you want. There'll be a live celebration on October 2nd. also next Saturday, the Cerebral Palsy Walk 9th Annual Accessibility Awareness Day will be held in person over on the walkway over the Hudson. It starts on the Highland, New York side. And like many of these walks, it's free to enter, but you're encouraged to fundraise before you go to the walk. Also next Saturday, the Rogian Ramble 9th Annual Bike Tour will begin at Copaic Memorial Park. This is a ride, not a race, and riders can choose from six different route distances. There'll be a 5, 18, 25, 35, and 62.5-mile option. That 62.5 is a 100K. This ride is free, but participants are encouraged to either make a donation or solicit pledges to help the Housatonic Valley Rail Trail Association. There are different start times for each of the different rides. You can find all that information on sportingthecause.com. And a word of caution, these rides will be meandering all through Copaic, Hillsdale, and Ankrum. So if you're driving a car in any of these towns, just be on the lookout for these cyclists. They may be riding separately or in groups. And if you come upon them and you're near a corner or some sort of blind situation, just be patient. Wait until you can safely pass. I try to bring this up several times during the summer. So just be careful if you're in that area or any other area. For that matter, fall's a busy time for cyclists, so be on the lookout if you're in a car for upcoming bicyclists. Also next Saturday, the March On for Brain Injury, the Hudson Valley Division, will be held virtually this year. You can register online for $30, and the goal this year is to raise $25,000 for the Brain Injury Association of New York. And I guess it is time for a little rant, Marshall.
Okay.
If you'll indulge me. Just speaking of these continuing virtual events, in the last year and a half, there are probably a handful of words that have become part of our vernacular that define this era, if you will. The words like pandemic and COVID and variant and coronavirus. But in my world, the word that I've come to despise is virtual. It's come to symbolize the shift from gathering together for good causes to having to do things separately and on our own. And now, many events have gone back to in-person. I talk about them all the time, but others haven't felt that it's safe yet to do that. And I really, really look forward to the day that we can get together again and not use the word virtual. All right, end of rant. Also next Saturday, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association's 14th annual golf tournament and pig roast will take place over at Under Mountain Golf Course. This is a two-person scramble format event. There are two flights, a morning and afternoon one. There are still openings, especially in the morning flight. It's $100 to get in. There are all kinds of on-course contests like many tournaments have. There's the longest drive, closest to the pin. They're great hole-in-one prizes sponsored by Robin Hood Radio. Marshall, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And the proceeds from that will help us fund our junior ski programs. The Lee Founders Day weekend, along with its 5K race, has been canceled again this year. That would have been held this coming weekend. Also next Saturday and Sunday, the Heritage Area Guided Walks that I mentioned before will continue for the third week with, again, 20-some events. And, we talk about the passage of time, Marshall. It seems like just last week I was talking about the upcoming Heritage Walks and what a big deal it was going to be and all that, and already we're almost halfway through them. It's crazy. Next Sunday, the 19th, AJ's Steak and Pizza benefit golf tournament will take place over at Greenwoods Country Club in Winsted. Also next Sunday will be the Northwest Connecticut Walk to End Alzheimer's. This is at Lime Rock Park, and I expect this to be a huge, very well-attended event. Their organizing force is very organized, and they've been promoting it for a long time, and I've covered events in the past, and Alzheimer's touches a lot of people, so it tends to involve a lot of people. They come and they walk, they raise money, and last year would have been the first year they held it at Lime Rock Park, but they had to turn it virtual. So it's going to be in person next Sunday, and it should be a big, big deal. Also next Sunday, unfortunately, there's a lot of events going on next Sunday. They're all massive events, and they're all happening on the same day. The only saving grace is they seem to be in different parts of our tri-state area. But also next Sunday, the Walk in the Woods for Parkinson's will be held at White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield. They raise money for the Torrington Area Parkinson's Support Group, so all the proceeds are going to stay local for that walk. Also next Sunday, the Miles for Mo 14th Annual Harvest Fest 5K Run Walk will be held at Camp Mo in Torrington. That's a big race, too. I've covered that one before. Also next Sunday is the 43rd Annual Dutchess County Classic. That's going to be at the Dutchess Community College. This, too, is a huge race, and it has several categories of full and half marathon events. Also next Sunday is the 45th Annual Josh Billings Runaground Triathlon. This is a massive event, too. It's held up in the Great Barrington and Stockbridge area. They have 500 teams, or we're basically talking 1,500 athletes, and they raise money for both the Berkshire Humane Society and the United Way of the Berkshires. Also next Sunday, the Shine On 5K at Lewis Mills High School. And finally, Marshall, next Sunday we'll kick off the one-week series of Rise Together for Safety and Justice walk sponsored by the Elizabeth Freeman Center. They have a presence both in Great Barrington and Pittsfield. And this event replaces, or maybe I should say updates, the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes events of past years. And that's about it, Marshall. I'll tell you, anybody who had an event this past weekend was so, so lucky. The weather was just perfect. I was at the Great Falls Cornhole Tournament yesterday. They held it at the ski jumps, and it was a great event. They had like 19 teams and hopefully raised a lot of money for the Falls Village Daycare Center. But, you know, this time of year, maybe that's why we have so many events. There are these special days where it's like a late summer or early fall perfection in terms of the weather, and let's hope it continues.
Yeah, yesterday was a gorgeous day, and I know, even though this isn't a fundraiser, I have to once again talk about Hoosie Golf. They're 2-0 this season already.
They are. They're 2-0. I talked to Johnny Mack, John McGuire, who's a coach, and they're scrambling. A golf team doesn't need too many kids. You know, I think half a dozen kind of fills it out, but he's scrambling to keep to get that sixth. It's a sign of the times, you know, not as many kids are participating in sports as they used to. And you would think, well, maybe it's hard to get a hockey team or get a football team together, but you'd think golf would easily get enough kids. But, yeah, he's working hard to fill his team. And but they're doing well, you know. It looks like another banner year. They've got returning golfers who did well last year, and 2-0, and looking for a good season.
And once again, it's all signs of progress of everything getting back to normal as quickly as it can possibly be. It's nice to hear all these events. It's nice to see the students back in school and performing in sports as well.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Hints of normalcy. Hints, at least.
All right. Well, Willie, I want you to have a good day out on the golf course today.
Thanks. I'll do my best, Marshall.
All right. We'll speak to you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause, of course. SportingACause.com is the website for all that information.